with that introduction,
let's start. How does the Rashbam understand Ana b'shkunei gavoy havoy? What over here is simply the taina? What is the mari kama toing? What is he? Yes.
He was in the inner chambers of the house, and that he would go in and out through the outer chambers where the matzik was residing.
Fine. Okay. That's a very very good summary. Ana b'shkunei gavoy havoy v'chadorim hapnimiim hayisa ikar dirasi hayisi over derech alecha. That I was present. I was present when you were theoretically making your chazaka, and my presence did not allow your chazaka to get off the ground. Why is that? In other words, what the Rashbam says is quite clear. But why is there what is the relationship over here between the taina of the marikama and the chazaka of the machzik? This is the question which is asked by the Ramban on the Rashbam. The Ramban quotes the Rashbam. Ma shepiresh ba harav Rabbi Shmuel shebechadorim hapnimim ha'isidar va'over derech aleha. I mean, that I would go in and out via your outer apartment. Lo nirali. Mipnei shehadin nosen shelo yafsid cheskaso bishvil kach. V'chi ein adam ase limkor beis chitzon u'meshayer la'atzmo hapnimi v'derech. V'af al pikein. Kevan sheze levado dar. Lama lo ya'alo lo chazaka. I mean, why? In other words, we pointed out that in order to have a chazaka, the marikama has to be in the same medina, according to many tanoim, as the machzik. Why is there a chisaron? He's not only in the same medina, but he's also in the same year. Not only in the same year, but on the same street. Not only on the same street, but he's a neighbor. He's a very close neighbor. So what if he's a very close neighbor? What's the problem? I have an apartment. I have an inner room and an outer room. I sell the outer room to this individual who claims that he bought it, and I maintain for myself the inner room, and I maintain for myself a derech. I maintain for myself an ability to go from the outside of the house through the outer room into my house. That's what I sold. I sold the outer house, but maintained the ability. Mishayer la'atzmo hapnimi v'derech. That's question number one that the Ramban has. What over here would be your answer if you're the Rashbam? What over here is your response to the Ramban? Has the Ramban quoted the entire Rashbam? What? But what over here is there, in other words, what over here is the taina of the marikama? So far, in other words, in terms of what the Ramban quoted from the Rashbam, there appears to be no taina. B'chador ma'pinim im hayasa ikar diras isu over derech alecha. Again? Okay. Komar, the Ramban Kanerer only received a truncated version of the Rashbam. If all he got it for the Rashbam was those first 10 words, Hayisaikar Dirasiva, Hayisi over Derech Alecha, in Achinami, the Ramban has a very powerful question on the Rashbam, that Lachora, there's no taina over here. This could very well be. This could very well match with the chazaka of the Machzik. The Machzik says, Nachon, I purchased from you only the outer room. And you were over derech alai. This was our arrangement. But the difference is umishtamesh imcha, the continuity of the Rashbam. Umishtamesh imcha bebayis hachitzon shedar tabo birushusi v'lachach lo machisi. Namely, that we have over here a taina that you never made a chazaka. A chazaka means that you were dar, that you were living on this land. levad, that you were living on this land on your own, that I was history. But that's not the situation. I was mishtamish imcha bebayis hachitzon shedartabo. I'm chalik on the mitzias of your chazaka. You claim that you were there alone for 3 years, and that all I was doing perhaps was going in and out. No, I was mishtamish imcha bebayis hachitzon. Ulekach lo machisa. There's no need to be mocha if there's no maisa chazaka. Yes?
Isn't it mashma the Rashbam that this is just an explanation of what the
No, I would say over here that in other words, this is a continuity. In other words, he said three things, according to the Rashbam that we have. A, b'chadorim ha'pnimim ha'yase ikar dirasi. B, ha'yisi over derech alecha. C, u'mishtamish imcha b'be'yas chitzon shedartabo. When this shmua of the perush of the Rashbam came to the Ramban, he only came in two-thirds. Two-thirds of it came through. If that's all you have, then the Ramban has a very powerful question. What in the world does that have to do with the chazaka? There's no stira over here between the fact that he was a close neighbor and over derech, and the other person was levado dar. In other words, the over derech doesn't take away the levado dar, but the mishtamashim over chatzer certainly does.
Why is there a problem mentioning the first two?
I think that's all he had. I think that's what came to him. I think had he seen the Rashbam that we had in front of us, that's the definition of Shune Gavai. He's explaining that this is, you know, where Shune Gavai Havai, that Ikar Dirasi Hayisi Over Derech Alecha Umishtamish Imcha Vederech Itzon. Namely, the Mishtamish Imcha is the according to the Rashbam, that's the Taina of Shune Gavai. Shune Gavai is a fact. The taina is that I was not just living there, but I was mishtamish imcha b'bayis achitza. That you never, the Marikam is telling you never made a chazaka, and the machzik is telling, what are you talking about? In other words, there's a machokas over here, in terms of the reality, in terms of what happened.
I understand. To say shkuni gavai means I'm living inside. That's just a translation of what the
Marikam
said.
Right.
To say I was mishtamish imcha, that's what we really care about.
Right.
And why is he over there? That doesn't seem to be the thing that's killing the chazaka or the definition of shkuni gavai.
You're 100% correct.
Why is the Rashi?
It's a good question. I don't. You know, it's why the Rashi bothered to mention that how you see over there chalecha. In other words, you're saying that this is what confused the Ramban, or this is what sent the Ramban in the wrong direction. It's a very good question. I don't know. Yes.
You say that the fact that he's living in the house and going to the house also that his continuous clear presence on the property in and of itself could break down the chazaka.
No, that we're saying no. That why should that be irrelevant?
Because if I have somebody living in my apartment for 3 years, then you could come and say, well, I bought part of the apartment. It's like, no, I've been living here and I was allowing you to stay here, but I never sold you anything.
But then, in other words, that's the whole point. In other words, that if really there was no sale, and then during the 3 years there has to be some macha, there has to be, in other words, the whole taina of the machzik is I purchased this from you. But since you didn't say anything for 3 years, I threw away my shtar. So in order to be able to override that problem, in other words, that self we have over here, either aglaim ladavar, that ein adam roe acher ochel peirosav v'shosek, someone doesn't allow someone simply to use his property for 3 years without any payment. There's no payment going on over here. There's no rent being paid, etc. And b'shosek, that requires a macha. That requires a macha. And so over here the Marikama is saying there was no macha because you never made a ma'isa chazaka. You were never in this part alone. I was mishtamish imcha with the text that we have in the Rashbam. The problem over here, and this the Rashbam was aware of, is, and that's the second question of the Ramban, how then do we understand Rava? And we have over here machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava, one, in other words, as to whether this person lived alone or whether the other person was mishtamish imo. The question is, who has to bring the raya? Does the person who was machzik, does he have to bring a raya that he lived alone? Or does the marikama have to bring a raya that he was mishtamish imo? That's a machokas over here between Rava and Rav Nachman. So the Ramban asks, if this is really the case, then what's Rava's svara? V'odim kein, my time at the Rava, halo kolzman shalohevi raya shadar levado, lo hevi edi chazaka. Ein chazaka l'mishadarim habaylim. In other words, that if the marikama is toa, you never made a chazaka, and the machzik claims I did make a chazaka, So who has to bring the proof? Lechora, certainly the machzik has to prove that he made the chazaka. Why would Rava over here say, Dina hachi, hamotzecha ve'lav haraya? The question is to whether there was a maisa chazaka or not. So Rashbam was bothered by this, and he throws in a few words. He says, Olav gama'arer lohavi rayish nishtamish imo, usvira le Rava, the kevan sherou edim lazeh hamuchzak shenishtamish bo gimel shanim, ein lanu lochush shema gamzeh haya imo, hoel velo shamanu bilti hayom. V'hai uvda lo metukam ela kishahaya lo edus lama'arer de bayitz eshah. That's something separate. And we're talking about shamanu bilti hayom. I mean, what over here was the Rashbam? He was sensitive to this question that was going to be asked by the Ramban. What over here is the Rashbam pointing out? What is Rava's svara that the ma'arer, that the marikama has to bring a raya? Yes?
The Masik already brought his raya. He had perfect edus. Do you want to say there's some detail missing? You have to prove it.
In other words, that within the edim of, in other words, when the Masik came, he brought edim that he's been living here for 3 years. Those edim didn't say anything at all about the presence of the marikama. So the whole time of the marikama is basically en lochush. There's no reason to assume that the marikama's taina has any hold in reality, unless the marikama is going to prove it. Namely, that we have over here either an anan sahade, an omer hadas, a mistama, the bezdin looks at the marikama and says, "What in the world are you talking about?" In other words, it's like you're coming with an excuse that the dog ate your homework, but you don't have a dog. In other words, why assume the dog ate your homework if there's no dog here? Why should we assume that you were mishtamish in the field? We don't have any edus that you were bechal in the area. You have to bring edus to back up your taina, because mistama, the machzik over here, is correct that simply factually you were not around. This is what we have over here in the Rashba, namely that the marikama is coming with a taina that there was never a maisa chazaka, and therefore there was no need for a machal. There was never a maisa chazaka. You were never there alone. The Ran says, well, if we have a suffix as to whether there was a maisa chazaka or not, then zio bror achilascha, then the machzik has to prove he made a maisa chazaka. The Maharal says he never made a maisa chazaka. And Rava says that we can disregard the taina of the ma'arer unless the ma'arer backs up his taina, because mistama, anan sahadei, umdana, wherever you want to say, that the marikama was not around if the edim of the machzik didn't mention his presence at all. The first we hear about it is here in court. However, lo shamanu bilti hayom. That's what we have over here within the Rashbam. But I think that the Rashbam can be tweaked in a number of directions. One direction, of course, is Tosfos. Tosfos over here basically was like the Rashbam, but a variation, namely that he was concerned. He was concerned with the Rashbam's, what the Rashbam raised within Rava, Sfilia Rava, Kevan Shero, Eidim Hazeh HaMukhsa, Shinishtamish Vogimol Shanim, Ein Lanu Lachush, Shema Gam Zeh HaYaimo. Namely, the Chorah is a very powerful statement. Why should this be only the statement of Rava? Why shouldn't everyone agree that we should simply toss the Ma'arir's Taina out the window? So Tosfos points out that V'nir Eli Shayelo Eidim Shahaya B'Shunei Gavoy Avalo Hayu Yodim Be'ezer Derech Hayu Yotze Di'ilo Hayu Lo Eidim Klada B'Shunei Gavoy Hechi Ka'amar Rav Nachman Zilbur Achiloscha Atu Yesh Elohem Eidim Chazoka Leida Shalohi Ma'arir Ba'osu Abayit Gilkodim Oshanim V'chulei. Namely, that the marikama has to have something. He has to start off with something. So it says he starts off with Edim. That already creates at least a leidas hasafik. He had to leave the Shunei Gavoy. Once he had to leave the Shunei Gavoy, then you have two options. Did he leave via a back door? Did he leave via a front door? If he left via a front door, maybe he was also mishtamish, the way he claimed. Namely, that we have to have some, there has to be some anchor, some hold in reality on the taina of the ma'arir. Okay, so that's Tosis's variation that we have over here on Rashi. But there's another variation that we have on Rashi, not Tosfos, but a variation. Yes, I'm sorry. You wanted to point us on Daniel.
According to this Tosfos, does that explain why Rashban was saying Hayipisa over there Hamacha? In other words, this Tosfos is not focusing on the fact that they both, let's say, used Vaisachitzon together, but the fact that he was using this there.
He was using the derech, correct, but that alone, as the Rambam points out, is really not enough. The Rashbam then has to continue, v'hayiti mishtame shimcha. Then we take in two stages. Firstly, I was bishlune gavoy, and I had to get out. So one option is that I got out through a back door. Another option is I got out through your rishus, but that doesn't yet take away the chazaka. He wasn't dar with the individual. In other words, it could very well be that he sold the individual, he sold the machzik, the property, but was mishayer for himself a derech. That we find all over in Shas. That a person can sell a piece of land and be Meshayer himself, for himself, the derech, to get to his board, to get to his dus, to get to whatever he has to get to. But at least we have an opening for a taina that hayiti mishtamesh imcha. So we have what to talk about. The Ritva over here, however, takes the Rashbam in a slightly different variation that would give us a more conceptual understanding, perhaps, of the machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman. Amar lei havi ana b'shchunei gavoi, pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, ani sidor b'cheder hapnimi, haya li derech alecha. And then he continues, v'keivan she'ani hayisi mishtamish imcha. Now, it's this already, the Ritva had the full text of the Rashbam. Keivan she'aniti mishtamish imcha, v'lo also l'cha chazaka. Claiming you never made a chazaka, you never lived there alone. The hikshul of betosfos, this isn't Tosfos' kasha, this is the Ramban's kasha. Hikshul of betosfos, sheze eino, ki efshar hu shemachar achitzon v'shir lo derech, im kein, mi shemachar bayas chitzon v'shir lo derech, o machar sa v'shir ba'atzma betoch obor, o ilan v'shir lo derech, lo sa'la lo chazaka. Namely, where is there a proof that, from the fact that he was meshayer a derech, how does that break the chazaka? V'yeshlomar, the hocha mayri shohaya lo derech mitzad acher, like we saw in Tosfos, v'kevon shekein, v'haya over b'derech zeh, that he chose the derech zeh as opposed to the derech acher, hareze choshuv kimacha'a. What over here in the Ritva is different, the Ritva is explaining the Rashbam. What over here is different in the Ritva than what appears to be the pshat in the Rashbam himself. What is the taina of the Marikama? What's the taina of the Marikama according to the Rashbam written that we have in front of us? And what's the taina of the Marikama according to the that which is raised over here by the Ritva? Yes, Rabbi.
Chose to use a derech that involved the man who was being mastered, and showed that he had some sort of bias over that area, or else why wouldn't he use the other derech?
No, that's I mean, yes and no. What is it saying? And therefore what? Since I chose this derech, therefore
that axis is nechal.
Okay. So in our Rashbam it says, and therefore you didn't have a chazaka. In other words, according to our Rashbam, l'chein lo machisi, there was no need for me to be mocha, you never had a chazak, you never lived there alone. What the Ritva is saying, no, is that I was mocha. Hareze choshev kemocha, my specifically using this derech to go in, that was my macha. Namely, I'm not claiming you didn't have a ma'isa chazaka. You may have had a ma'isa chazaka, but I was mocha. I was mocha by using this derech. Yes? He's saying that, in other words, hareze choshuv kemacha.
According to Rashbam, he doesn't need to have an aid that he used to go through the derech.
Again, I understand your question.
A macha needs to be in front of two aid, right?
No, what we're saying is that there are two types of macha. One type of macha'a is the formal macha'a of my taking two edim and saying in front of them, this person on my land, you should know he never bought it from me, he's simply squatting there, he has no right to be there. That's the question, does that require two edim, three edim? That's the formal macha'a that we're going to come to later on. But we're saying that we have over here, parallel to a formal macha'a, simply an act of protest. An act of protest that this is my way of being mocha. This is my nonverbal macha. I am doing a macha with my body. I have body language. There's no need for any verbalization. I don't have to say anything. This is my macha. And the machzik says ma pitom. In other words, that lo hayu dvar me'olam. And then we have over here not a question as to whether there was a ma'isa chazaka, but we have over here a question as to whether there was a macha. This would then explain the machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rava, namely that it could very well be that the question anna b'shune gavoy ana, and therefore what? And therefore, you never made a ma'isa chazaka, or therefore, my walking through the apartment was a macha. If it's a suffix as to whether there was a ma'isa chazaka, who has to prove there was a ma'isa chazaka? The machzik. If it's a question as to whether there was a macha, who has to prove there was a macha? The marikama. That could be over here the machlokas, namely that these variations within the Rashbam, again, the Rashbam himself doesn't say that. The Rashbam could have said that. He could have said, Sfirei L'Rava, that over here, the taina of the marikama was that there was a my walking was a macha. The Rashbam doesn't say that. He says, Ein lanu lachush shem haya imo v'chulei v'chulei. He gives a different way. But if we combine over here the Ritva with the Rashbam, namely that we have over here within the Rashbam variations on a theme, the common denominator is Shlune Gavoy means that he lived in the inner house, and that he was over Derech. Then the question is, what happened then? Do we say, and he was over Derech and he was Mishtamesh, and the Machzi claims, no, you weren't Mishtamesh, and we have a suffix whether there was a Maisa Chazaka, there wasn't a Maisa Chazaka. So then, the Rav Nachman is correct. Zil bror achilascha. Prove you had a ma'isa chazaka. Masha ein kein, if we're going to say no, that he was over derech, he was not mishtamish necessarily, or the shimush is not the main thing. The main thing is that he was over derech. His being over derech, that served as a macha. That's what he's claiming. Not saying that you didn't live there alone. You lived there alone, but I was mocha by going through daily. That showed my ownership. Who then has to prove that there was this over derech constantly? That has to be proved by the marikama. Amalei Rava dina hachi, amotzi mechavero alav haraya. Okay, so within the Rashbam we can have a picture of how to build the machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman within two options of the taina of Shchune Gavoy. Shchune Gavoy a taina you didn't make a ma'isa chazak, you never were there alone. Or Shchune Gavoy Taina, that I was constantly being mocha. Yes?
On top of Haiti over there, a lot of kind of, the Ritva then would be, it's not as that.
No, in other words, the Ritva happens to point out, V'kevan sh'nisi mishtam eshimcha, lo also l'cha chazaka. Then he asks the question of the Ramban, but sof kol sof, over derech per se should not prove anything against the chazaka. And then he answers, Hachamayri, that he chose this derech over another derech, and therefore hareza chashiv kamacha. In which he could have done what we said and said that the mishtamish goes beyond over derech. He didn't, he had the mishtamish, but he didn't. It's like you have a hand of cards, where you could win with pulling out a certain card. You don't pull out that card, you pull out a different card. He pulled out a different card. He could have pulled out the card of mishtamesh imcha, the way we have in the Rashbam. That's his mishtamesh imcha. Therefore, lachem lo machisi, that you were living with me. Why should I be mocha? You never made a ma'isa chazaka. Instead of that, he chose the concept of the derech, which is that which he had in common with the Ramban, and he says that derech hayesa derech itcha, that can serve as a macha. He rejects it. The Ritva rejects it. Rejects the Rashbam, etc. He says that going that derech in onachon. It could be that he just went on that derech because it happened to be his derech and not in any way to serve as a macha. In other words, but he raises this option within the Rashbam. If we take this option within the Rashbam, then that could explain the two sides over here of Rava and Rav Nachman. Question is, what does all this have to do with Nichsei de Bar Sisei? If we're learning over here that their machlokis is a machlokis within the nature of the chazaka, do we have over here a suffix as to whether there was a chazaka, or do we have over here a suffix as to whether there was a macha? What in the world does that have to do with nichsei de bar sisi? So that could be the maskana of the Gemara. And when the maskana of the Gemara is Lo kashya hasam mocher koy b'nichsei hachal lokeach koy b'nichsei. And we said the maskana of the Gemara is that we're returning to the world of chazaka, that we have a maisa chazaka, and the only question is, do we have a macha that'll override the chazaka? That's what Rava points out. Hamotzin chaver of haraya. But what over here is the havamin of the Gemara. What over here is the havamin of the Gemara? That will come to it. Just 1 second. Okay. Let's posit against this the other, yes, you have a question? The other Rishon, namely the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva themselves. Read it within the Ramban. First he quotes the Rashbam, he has his two questions that we saw, then he goes into the Rif, Rabbeinu Hananel, V'ani shamati perish ha'uvda d'shchunei gavoy, shehu makom rochok beruach darom, v'nikre gavoy, ne shehu cheder, that we're dealing over here with he's far away in the south, and this can be called Gavai, because the south has that connotation of being enclosed, and Ubarai hu ruach tzafon, and that this really is very similar to the Gemara later on of Shunei Gavai, just one is in the north, one is in the south, v'katoyin hai, and the Marikama is toin, that since I was so far in the south, haya b'makom shelo shama hachazaka, and then on that we have the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rava as to who has to prove this fact that the Marikama was out of the picture. But what the Ramban does over here is he raises two options for why the Marikama's being far away should break the chazaka. Either haya b'makom shelo shama hachazaka, or he was in a makom shelo hayachol limchos. Now, what, again over here, would these two options lead towards? If we have a machlokes between the Marikama and the machzik, as to whether the chazaka of the machzik should be valid or should not be valid, and the Marikama has two reasons why perhaps it should not be valid, either shelo shama hachazaka or shelo hayachol limchos. Yes, Daniel.
If he says he never heard that there's no chazaka at all, if he says that he heard, he just goes amocha. He needs to prove why he wasn't
amocha. Again, parallel to what we suggested within the Rashbam, we have over here within the Ramban also the seeds of what could be the machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman. Is the taina of the Marikama, you never made a maisa chazaka, because a maisa chazaka can only be made if I can hear about it. If I can't hear about it, there's no maisa chazaka. Or, no, you made a maisa chazaka, but I wasn't able to be mocha. And therefore, your maisa chazaka, no, I mean, you made it, but it's not valid because of a problem within the world of Macha. If it's a problem within the world of Macha, that already the Marikama has to prove. If it's a problem within the world, was there a Chazaka, that the Machzik has to prove. So we have over here, both within the Ramban and within the Rashbam, two totally different Ukimtot, but each of these totally different Ukimtot, the Shunei Gavoy of the inner room and the Shunei Gavoy of being far down south, each of these has two possible interpretations. One of these interpretations can be taken by Rava, and one of these interpretations can be taken by Rav Nachman. So within the Gemara over here on Daf Kaftes Amad Beis, that can be glat according to both Perushim, yes?
Does that mean, according to the machlokes between Rava and Rav Nachman, is, I mean, both agree that if the claim was against the Chazaka, the burden of proof is against, is on the Muktzak, and they both agree that if the claim is against the Machlok, the burden of proof is on the Marikama, so Machlokes is, what was the guy's claim? Whether he was...
The Machlokes is that we have over here a certain ambiguity within the Taina. Namely, the Taina is, get off my land. that your chazaka is invalid. Why is your chazaka invalid? Because I was bishkunei gavoy. But what does that have to do with your chazaka being invalid? That can be interpreted either as you never had a ma'isa chazaka, or I was constantly being mocha. There's a certain constructive ambiguity within the Taina. If we take the Ukimta of the Ramban, I was down south, and therefore your chazaka is no good. Why is your chazaka no good? Again, there's a certain ambiguity. Is it because I didn't hear, or because I couldn't be mocha? So that, in other words, Rav and Rav Nachman would disagree within that ambiguity. What's the stress? The stress part, the stress aspect A, or the stress aspect B? That both of them are built into the Taina. But the question is, what over here did Chazal view as the main thrust of the Taina? In this direction or in that direction? And again, that could be over here, the Machlokas Rav and Rav Nachman. The question is, however, according to each of these directions, what is the Havamin of the Gemara? This has anything to do with Bei Bar Sisa. What does this have to do with Bei Bar Sisa? So, kind of that we have one of two ways, at least, of trying to reinterpret Rav and Rav Nachman, at least in the Havamin of the Gemara, that it would relate to Bei Bar Sisa. One way would be very radical, so let's just hold it off a minute, and was to reinterpret the whole machlokas of Rava and Rav Nachman. But another way would be, I think, a little less radical, to reinterpret Rava. To reinterpret Rava. Why would Rava disagree with Rav Nachman? And Rav Nachman over here is sort of the default position. Rav Nachman is saying, we have a question as to whether there was a Maisa Chazaka or not. So that has to be proven by the Matzik. In which we have over here a Marikama. The Marikama is the last known owner. The Matzik claims that there was a Maisa Chazaka. We have a question as whether this Maisa Chazaka is valid. That has to be proven by the Matzik. Why does Rava disagree? So it could be over here that Rava is using a different theory altogether. Let me maybe give you an example of the different theory. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Tzadi Gimel, Amud Aleph. The Gemara is dealing with someone who walks into someone else's house and breaks all of his china. And so he comes to court, and the court says, "What's going on over here? You're a mazik." So he says, "The other fellow told me that I can break it." And the other fellow says that, in other words, what are you talking about? Says, "Well, didn't you say, go ahead, break it?" So the fellow says, "Well, I said, go ahead, break it." In other words, that I didn't mean it, that you should really go ahead and do it. So Gemara over here in Baba Kama, on Daf Sadi Gimel, says as follows. Rav Yochanan Omar, Yesh Hain Shehu Kelav, V'yesh Lav Shehu Kehain. Tanya Nami Hachi. Kra Susi, Al Menas Liftor, Omar Lo, Lav. Hare Lav Shehu Kehain. That we're going to interpret that when this person. Sorry, just one. The Gemara is dealing with a situation where we have, both in terms of Chabala and in terms of Mazik, situations where you have an ambiguous language which is used by the Nizak as to whether this was with his permission or was not with his permission. And as long as we have a certain ambiguity, we say that the Mazik or the Chovel has to pay. And we're going to use as our default position that the Nechbal or the Nizak never meant to give permission to the Mazik to do that which he did. In order for the Mazik to be able not to have to pay, he has to prove what was the intent of the Nechbal. The Nechbal wanted to be hit, that the Nechbal wanted his Kalim to be broken. But the fact that the Nechbal may have said something, our default position is going to interpret what he said as being a statement of, I don't want it to be done. Now the question over here is, we have a suffix. Do we take, in other words, where is the money currently? The money currently is in the hands of the Mazik. Normally we have a principle, Motzi Mechever Olav Haraya. The Mazik says, look, he said kach v'kach, and on that basis I went ahead and did what I did, and why should I have to pay? And there's a suffix as to whether he meant it, he didn't mean it, etc. The Gemara assumes he didn't mean to say, that the Nizak didn't mean to say, go ahead and break my things, and the Mazik has to prove it. What's going on? We have a din of Motzi Mechever Olav Haraya. What over here would be the principle that the Gemara is using? Why if the Mazik is the one who's currently holding on to the money, why should we say that he has to prove that the Nizak intended that his Kalim should be broken? Why if we have an ambiguity, do we start off with our default position is that the Nizak did not mean that his kelim should be broken. The Nizak did not mean that his body should be hurt. In other words, if you have an act, which basically, with Rabbi Black's permission, you have an act which basically is a maisa nezek, but what? You want to become patur because there was over here some external factor that turned this into an exceptional situation. 99% of the time when you break someone's window, you have to pay for it. You punch someone in the nose, you have to pay for it. You're claiming over here, this case was exceptional because he gave me permission to do it. And it's unclear if he gave permission to do it. On whom is the proof? So this is sort of like Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaday, namely that when we have a situation where the rule is that you have to pay, and you're claiming, but there was an external side issue that came involved over here that patters me, that has to be proven by whoever is claiming that this was an exception. That's what Rava over here is saying. Amar Rava, Hachi Dina Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. Namely, that the Maisa Chazaka of 3 years, that this person had. But you know, the Marikama is claiming, Bishuni Gavoy Havoy. There's an exception. There's an exception to the rule. I was in the south. I was in the inner room, etc. The moment that we have a situation where you have a certain rule, and the claim is a ptur because of an external, a side issue, that you want to claim that this is a Yotzei Dofen, that something unusual happened over here, the one who wants to claim the unusual happened, he's the one who has to bring the proof. If we interpret it that way, then we have a certain parallel situation with the Kol Nichse Debei Bar Sisin. That's of course if we have a land which is Mikri Debei Bar Sisin, but the Mocher says, no, even though it's called that way, it's really not Debei Bar Sisin. Namely, he's saying that according to the regular rules, in Achinami, anything which is Beibar Sisin should have been sold. But I'm saying that this, even though it's called this way, is really not this. So over there Rava says, Dina Hachi, Hamotzi Mechaveiro, Olav Haraya. That over there, Rava seems to be Soser himself. that over there, Rava says that the burden of the proof is on the lokeach, while over here, Rava says the burden of the proof is on the mocher. Namely, if Rava has a rule that the burden of the proof is always on the one who claims that there is an exception, then we have over here a stira in Rava. That's what the Gemara was asking in the Hava Mina. And that, in other words, that we're not working over here. And then the Maskara of the Gemara says no, that Rava's reasoning is not one of an exception to a rule. Rava's reasoning, and Mizmachos Rav Nachman, is in terms of the nature of the suffix. Is a suffix as to whether there was a Maisa Chazaka at all, or that Vada there was a Maisa Chazaka, and the question is as to whether there was a Macha. And that's why you can't compare the two situations. Okay? In other words, that the Hava Mina to compare them was assuming that Rava was working on a different plane, that Rava's plane was not one within a Machokas in the nature of the Chazaka, as we interpreted earlier. Is it a question of the chazaka or the macha, but rather a whole different principle as to that whenever someone claims an exception, that person has to prove the exception, even if he's currently the machzik, but he has to prove the exception. Okay? And then we would have a stira, yes?
In the case of Rav Nachman, what was the rule?
The rule is that when you break someone else's property, you pay. That normally, when breaking someone else's property is a maisa nezek. Over here, the Mazik was claiming this was an exceptional situation in which the person gave you permission to break it. The other person says, I never gave you permission. I said it as a rhetorical question, as a rhetorical statement. I never meant that you should go ahead and do it. And it was a question of how to interpret, do we have over here an exception or not? When we have a question as to whether there was an exception or not, that's where... It was Shkunei Gavoy. He claimed that this was in it. Whatever Shkunei Gavoy means, either according to the Ramban or according to Rashbam. Yes?
Just to clarify, we're saying this is Pshat, this is hinted to the Rashbam. Most of it says the whole Shaman is any Ovam. Okay.
Yeah. I think so. Yes.
In the case of Beit Rashi, what are we saying is the normal part in which is the exception?
The normal is that anything which is called Beit Rashi was sold. And then there was this article, there was this piece of land. No. Even though it's called, it's really not part. You know, it's ikri u demikri kachi. It's just, it's a misnomer.
So shouldn't Rava say that it should remain in the hands of Rava?
Exactly. That's a stira within Rava. That's the kasha, the Rava of the Rava. That's why we have the kasha. That's the Gemara asks. Kasha, the Rava of the Rava. And the Gemara says, no. That the reason of Rava in Shkunei Gavoy has nothing to do with who has to prove an exception. It's a question as to whether we have over here a Maisa Chazaka and a Safek Macha, or a Safek do we have a Maisa Chazaka at all. That's one direction. However, I point there isn't a more radical way of understanding it. And that would be, I think, as follows. Again, within the Machlokas of Rav Nachman and Rava. Amalei Rav Nachman zil bror achilas. Amalei Rava, let's start off with Rava. What's Rava's assumption? That when we have a suffix, who wins? When we have a suffix in the world of Mamanos, who wins? The Mukhsak. The Mukhsak wins when we have a suffix. Who is the Mukhsak according to Rava? The Machzik. Let's start again. Again, according to Rava, when if we have two parties and we have a piece of land, we have a book, whatever we have a suffix. So generally, the rule is hamotzi mechevel of haraya, namely that the muchzak, whoever is muchzak, wins. Who in this case, according to Rava, is the muchzak? Well, we have a marikam and a machzik. Who is the muchzak? The machzik. Okay, so Rava has two assumptions: A, the muchzak always wins. B, in this case, the muchzak is the machzik. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rava. To disagree with Rava, how many assumptions do you have to disagree with? Both? It's enough to disagree with one assumption. Let's say that Rav Nachman disagrees with the second assumption, and he'll agree with Rava, hamotzi mechevel of haraya, that the muchzak always wins. But who over here is the muchzak? That could be the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava. And if you recall, we pointed out, when we learned the case of Holchei Usha, that according to the Ramban, the raya from Hochei Usha was that from Shor HaMuad, we're moving from one muchzakut to another muchzakut. We're moving from one status quo to a different status quo. We're moving from a level of Tam to a level of Muad. Hu Hadin, in the world of Gimel Shanim, we're moving from the muchzakut of the Marikama to the muchzakut of the machzik. And we were not proving ownership over here. We don't know who's the owner. But we're saying, up to 3 years, the muchzakut is in the hands of the marikama. After 3 years, the muchzakut is in the hands of the machzik. Here we have a question in our Gemara as to whether that was that transfer. Was there over here a cheskas gimel shanim? Was there a maisa chazaka? Was there a transfer from the muchzakut of the marikama to the muchzakut of the machzik? Who over here, in this situation, we have a question as to whether there was a transfer, who is considered now to be the muchzak? That could be the machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rava. That they would, the machlokis would be, what do we look at? Do we look at who currently is sitting on the land? That's Rava's svara. Or do we look at what? Who was the last known owner? That's Rav Nachman's svara. Namely, that we have over here two conflicting claims. One claim has a basis in, if you want to call it, in reality, in Metzius. The other claim has a basis in terms of the legal system. The Marikama's claim is the legal system. I once was the owner. The Machzik's claim is I'm currently sitting on the land. When normally we have a case of Gimel Shanim, so the Muchzakut moves from the Marikama to the Machzik. Currently, we have a suffix as to whether there was a Maisa Chazaka. So the question is, in this case, who is the Muchzak? That would be the Machlokis between Rava and Rav Nachman. Transferring that over to the case of Bar Sisin, so legally, Nichse de Bar Sisin, who has the stronger legal claim, the Lokeach or the Mocher? This is something which is called Mikri de Bei Bar Sisin. So on the legal claim, over here, the Lokeach should be winning. On the terms of who's holding on to it, so the Mocher is holding on to it. In terms of the Metzius, who's holding on to it? The Mocher is holding on to it. And yet we find over here, Kasha de Rava ad de Rava, Kasha de Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, who on Daf Kaf Tesemed Bez said, Zil Bror Achilaska, we go after the Metzius. Over here, Rav Nachman is going after Asel Kamed Rav Nachman, Ukma Biyoda de Lokeach. He gives it to the legal claim. The Rava, who on Daf Kaf Tesemed Bez says we give it to the person who has the, again, Rav Nachman, who says that we go Zil Bror, that we go after. Wouldn't be a student. If the machlok is over here. Sorry. confused. I haven't been asked that. So. In the Havamina, that's what we said earlier, that Rav Nachman holds, we have a suffix as to whether the ownership moved from the Marikama to the Machzik. So the Machzik who claims that it moved, he has to prove that it moved. And this is a general din of Hamozin Chevelo Haraya. Rav says, we don't look over here as to who is claiming that there was a change of ownership, there wasn't a change of ownership. If we have a rule and someone claims it was an exception to the rule, whoever claims that there was an exception, that there was a harid, that there was a yotze dofen, he has to prove it. We move over to nichsin devar sisin. So in nichsin devar sisin, we find Rava saying that the burden of proof is on the lokeach, even though the mocher is the one claiming the exception. And Rav Nachman claims that the burden of the proof is on the mocher, even though the mocher is not claiming any change in bialus. That's the sira, that's the kashya. The Rava ad the Rava, kashya the Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. So over here, that's the Havamina. That would be a within the maskana, here we have two options. One option is that their machlokes is that when you have a, in other words, the question is, when we have a, when we have a vadai chazaka and a safek machoa, then we say that the Marikama Tzarech Lehochiyach. And here when we have a Safek, and according to Rav Nachman, we have over here a Safek Chazaka, and therefore the Machzik Tzarech Lehochiyach. And this, of course, has nothing to do with Bei Bar Sisin. Right, that over here, our question is exactly what is the issue? What is the issue of the suffix? Is the suffix on the level of the macha? Is the suffix on the level of the chazaka? That's something to do with Bei Bar Sisin. That's one option for the maskana. A second option for the maskana, not for the hafak, a second option for the maskana is that when we have a question as to whether there was, when we have a suffix as to whether there was a ma'avar, as to whether there was a transference of muhzakut, so then the muhzakut, according to Rava, is the muhzakut of Metzius. And according to Rav Nachman, we have a safek as to whether there was a ma'avar of muhzakut, then the muhzakut is in the hands of the suffix in the world of Muksakut,
then the muhsakut is in the hands of the not in the hands of the mitzvahs of who has the most legal rights. And then this would be the equivalent of what we have over here. That according to Rava, was not this would be the maskana, not the stira. According to Rava, the burden of proof is on the lokeach, because in Mitzius, the mocher is holding on to the nechasim. According to Rav Nachman, the burden of proof is on the mocher, because legally, mitzvah de bar sisin, in other words, that includes kol nechsei de bar sisin. Legally, the lokeach appears to have a better legal hold on the nechasim, even though the reality of the hold is in the hands of the mocher. This would be a way of interpreting Rav Rav Nachman within the maskana, that Rav Rav Nachman would be l'shitatam. According to the maskana previously, Rav Rav Nachman would be a two separate machlokot. This is a machlokot in terms of what's the issue. What's the issue in shlunin da gavoi? Is the issue in shlunin gavoi a suffix in chazaka? Is the issue in shlunin gavoi a suffix in machlokot? That has nothing to do with nesed bar sisin. According to the second way of understanding, this exactly would be parallel. Rava and Rav Nachman, it's not a question of Akasha, they would each be applying their principles to the two cases, to the case of Nitzay the Shlunin Gavoy and Nitzay the Bar Sisin, and that they would be L'shitata. Rava would be L'shitata, and Rav Nachman would be L'shitata. Okay, so we have over here two options. I'm sorry, I previously messed it up by trying to put this into the Havamina. This would be within the Maskana, not within the Havamina. So we have up to this point. I think at this point we'll call it a day. What we haven't seen yet is the shita of the Rif. The shita of the Rif is the Rif at great length. Gives a shita on Daf Tes Vav Mad Aleph in the pages of Rav Alfus. What I'd like you to do is look as well. To look as well into the Rambam in Perek Tesvav, Hilchos Toin Venita and Halacha Yud, and is this the Rif? And let's try and understand if it is the Rif. Then it's not only the Rif, but also the Rambam trying to understand these two shitas. That's A. Secondly, is the issue. Let's take according that Shune Gavoy. Particularly if we take the approach of Chachmi Svara, it means that the person was in a place where he was inaccessible. Either he couldn't hear, he couldn't be mocha. Was this for all 3 years? For part of the 3 years? If part, the first part, the middle part, the last part, that Rabbi Yonah talks about. Okay, so first do the Rif, then move over to Rabbi Yonah in terms of the... Does that mean the entire 3 years the person was inaccessible, part of the 3 years, and which part of the 3 years? Thirdly, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph makes a connection between Chazaka and Kiyum Shtar. Avahacha lo yehei ela the Nokit Shtara. Milo Amrinan, Kiyum Shtaracha v'kum b'nichse. What exactly is this relationship over a connection between a Maisa Chazaka and a Kiyum of a Shtar? So also Rabbeinu Yonah talks about that. And fourthly, to move over into the next sugya of Shchunei Barai. According to the Rashbam, we have a totally new situation that we haven't seen at all. However, according to the Ramban and all of Chachmi Svarad, we have the exact same case. One's north, one's south, and then how do we deal with the fact that the psakim go pumfakert? What's the difference between the two cases if it appears to be the same ukimta? So over here, to see the Ramban on Shchunei Barai, see the Rosh, Siman Vav on Shchunei Barai, and of course to see the Rif. The Rif has a long arichus on Shchunei Barai as well, over there on the Tesvavam of Beis.
what's the nature of the case of Shlomi Baruch. Okay, let me just, in other words, try to summarize what we saw today, that we saw within the world of Shchuneh Gavoi two different ukimtot as to what is the mitzias of Shchuneh Gavoi. Are we talking about an inner room? Are we talking about being far away? Rashbam on one hand and the Chachmei Sfarad on the other hand. If we're dealing with the Rashbam, the inner room, what exactly is the nature of the Taina? How does that Taina affect the Chazaka? That's the question of the Ramban. So here we had two options within the Rashbam. One, the Rashbam himself says that there was never a Maisa Chazaka. Ishtamish imcha bebayis hachitzon, v'lachem lo machisi. The variation that we find in the Ritva is that I was over derech alecha to serve as a macha. Yitachain, that ambiguity in terms of the nature of the Taina would bring about the machokas between Rava and Rav Nachman. And that, of course, would have nothing to do with Nisei de Bar Sisan. So then we'd have to say that in the Havamina, the Gemara thought they would have a Kasha de Rava, the Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman, that it's not a machlokas in terms of what was the nature of the Suffolk, but rather, when you have an exception, who has to prove the rule? That would be Rav Ashita, then we'd have a Kasha, and then it returns that we have over here a question of the nature of the Chazaka. Within the Ramban, the ukimta of being inaccessible also has two options. One option in terms of not hearing of the chazaka, the other of not hearing of not being able to be mocha. That again could be the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava, which of these takes precedence. That would have nothing to do with Nichsei de Bar Sisan. Then we'd have to come on to the same Havamin and the Maskan as earlier. What we mentioned as well is that there's another way of understanding the maskana. That the maskana could be that there's not a machlokas in terms of the nature of chazaka, but a question of how do we view the transfer from muchzakut to muchzakut. When we have a suffek, what takes precedence? The mitzius, who's holding on to it, or who legally has a better claim? That could be the machlokas of Rav Nachman, and then that would be l'shitasam in terms of the maskana, even by Bei Bar Sisan. Again, what we're going to move to is the Shita of the Rif and perhaps the Rambam, the world of Shchuneh, of how long the Shchuneh Gavoi is a Taina, all 3 years, part of the 3 years, which part? The third thing we said was in terms of the relationship over here between Kiyum Shtar and Chazaka, and then finally to move over into Shchuneh Barai. And if it's the same ukimta as Shchuneh Gavoi, what's the difference in halacha? Why should we distinguish between one and the other? That will bring us down to the Tlas in Yom and Torah B'Shuka. Okay, that Blineta for Yom Rishon. I put up a notice that Amir Tzashem, Rabbi Lam, will be coming on Yom Rishon at 12:15. So I think we'll be able to. I think we can still start at 11:30. You know, it's 11:30 to 12:15. Should be able to deal with almost with these four topics. We'll try. I was told that Rabbi Ganek may be coming to speak to the Kollel tomorrow in the late morning. I assume a notice will go up if he comes to speak, and he wanted to give a shiur in Cheska Sabbath. Okay.
The possibility that maybe there is a book in the Rishbam that tells us about whether Derech is, you know,